Welcome to Hello Strata, hosted by Craig Bayliss, founder of Coastal Strata and My Bylaw. On this show, you'll find a mix of insights and tips from a straight-talking strata expert. Join us as we say Hello Strata.
So today we're talking about renovating a strata unit and the process to do that. So in a strata scheme, if you're renovating a strata unit, you'll commonly need permission from the group of owners to do that. The most obvious reason is that you don't actually own all of the areas inside your unit. There's a lot of common property there. The most common renovation we see is owners want to renovate their bathroom. And the strata laws say now that you need permission from the group of owners to renovate your bathroom if it involves removing tiles or replacing the waterproofing. And you also need a bylaw, which is a document saying that you have permission from the group to renovate the unit and you'll be responsible for the changes there. And if anything happens during the installation, of course, that it's your responsibility, not common property. So bylaws state what you can and can't do with the property. If there's no bylaw already saying that you can renovate your unit in accordance with what you want to do, you'll need your own bylaw for that. So if you're planning renovations to your unit, the first thing you should do is speak to your strata manager, give them a call and say, look, I want to renovate my bathroom, and they will guide you through the process as to what you need to do. You'll need to put it in writing to them, of course. You'll need to obtain that bylaw. But by starting the dialogue early, you'll understand what you need to do, what the likely timeframes are. So that way you're not just calling them up saying, I've got a quote, the tradesman's starting tomorrow. And that's when they will say, well, hang on a minute, you don't have things in place. You need to do this and that. And that's going to delay your works. So after you've spoken to your strata manager to find out what you need to do, you've got quotes on your contractors, you've got the bylaw in place, you present that at a meeting to try and get approval from your group of owners. Now, with the meeting notice, it might either be an extraordinary general meeting, so a meeting held to discuss your issue specifically, or it might be the next annual general meeting. You as the owner can use the meeting notice. You have 300 words as an explanatory note to explain to the owners what you're looking to do and why your bylaw is there. So you can use that as you like. We often suggest to our clients that you use that as a way to practically explain to the owners what you're doing. So you might point out that my bathroom is quite old, I want to renovate it to bring it up to the current standards. Remember that some owners think more visually, so you could consider filming a short video on your phone showing the proposed renovation. That could be uploaded to a cloud service like Dropbox or some other facility. And you can use the link to that video in the explanatory note. So that way, it's a practical way to use the explanatory note to show people visually what you're looking to do. And thinking outside the square like that can possibly help you get your bylaw approved. Because if an owner just receives a meeting notice with the bylaw, it can be quite intimidating sometimes. They might not understand exactly what you're doing and why you're seeking permission from the group to renovate your bathroom or whatever you're looking to do. And if you can show them clearly, it could make it a bit easier. So a well-drafted explanatory note can help provide a clearer understanding of the purpose of your motion, and the video might just give you the edge to get your approval through without delay. If it's approved at the meeting, you can possibly start works thereafter. Technically, the bylaw has to be registered on the title with land and property information for it to be effective. That's almost the back end of it. The meeting is the approval itself. The registration is finalizing it. So your strata manager will advise you whether you can start work straight away or wait for that registration to go through. So that's a general overview of how to get renovations approved in strata scheme. You need to get your documents in line, start the dialogue early with the strata manager, get on good terms with them, use the explanatory note to your advantage, and follow the process through.
Thank you for listening to Hello Strata. You'll find show notes and links for everything in this episode at coastalstrata.com.au. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to the podcast and share. This podcast is general in nature and should not be relied upon for your individual circumstances.